It's been nearly 2 years since the city of Estevan released the designs for its new look downtown. The video followed months of meetings, open houses and public engagement sessions regarding the future of downtown. But even though the city had the plans for the area, the project wasn't going to proceed until the federal government came through with money. The city now has the money. And it's going to have to get to work on the project. Estevan City Council revealed at Monday night's meeting that it had received $7.75 million in funding through the Canada Coal Transition Initiative for upgrades to the 1100 and 1200 blocks of 4th Street, the area that most would associate with downtown Estevan. Any of the work will need to be completed by March 31st of next year, so it doesn't leave the city with a lot of time to get things done. As part of the project, the city will complete a $1.5 million water main replacement in the two affected blocks, a project that would have had to be completed at some point in the future anyways. The underground infrastructure on 4th Street was discussed back in 2005 and 2006 when resurfacing those blocks. The city has held off on projects in the past while waiting for federal funding to come through. It was the same approach with the Master Pathway and Sidewalk project that didn't happen until 2021 when the federal and provincial money was finally in place. And the shift of the city's primary water source from Boundary to Rafferty Dam didn't happen until the other governments stepped forward with money. Now that the city is moving forward with 4th Street, we'll see what happens with the other areas of downtown Estevan. 5th Street needs attention, but would the city be willing to shell out money without government support? It hasn't exactly shelled out big bucks for projects in recent years without other levels of government stepping to the table. The two blocks of 4th Street that will be upgraded already have a lot going for them. There's a good variety of shops and businesses, ranging from retail to professional services, and health and beauty to hospitality. Occupancy is pretty high right now. You don't see a lot of for rent signs on 4th. There are a number of businesses that have been around for a long time, which creates familiarity for local residents and visitors alike. But there are areas that need improvement. It's not pedestrian friendly. The most attractive downtown cores are relatively narrow, with ample room for parking, allowing people to park, browse, stroll through the area and visit multiple businesses. The width of 4th Street through downtown is good for motorists, but it's one in which if you stop, you're likely going to one business and moving on. It doesn't encourage you to take your time. And a good downtown isn't just about businesses. It's about other amenities. We've seen the difference that the Garden Park on 4th has made over the years with the aesthetics of 4th Street. It creates that place that people want to go to and relax. The Cenotaph and Soldiers Tree Monument aren't in downtown, but it's close enough to be a good attraction. Parks and other amenities will help draw people. So will events, like the Downtown Business Association's night markets in the summer. It's going to be interesting to see how 4th Street will look once the work is complete, how it changes the amenities that are offered, and if it has a big impact for businesses and the amount of time people spend down there. But one thing's for certain, the city can't afford to dilly-dally if it hopes to finish everything in time.